Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Beautiful sounds on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It's a minute just after two, and that is Refiner by Maverick City Music. I hope the millennials enjoyed it. And you are listening to Heart with Miss Mangenemo Fokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm not alone in the studio. I'm excited. We are at the radio camp, and we have Mama Dr. Eva Siyobi, our main speaker, and we have Vusileo on the line as well. We have Given Masilela joining us, representing our youngsters, we're talking the theme. If you just joined us, the theme of the camp is passing on of the baton from parent to child. And I did mention yesterday that we got gifts, so do log on to our website to find out more about the camp, and even listen to the podcast, and even watch on Facebook, because tomorrow I'll be giving prizes for those who have logged on and checked and registered. Do register for the camp on our website. Do register for the camp, because I have breakfast for two, I have Radio Pulpit hamper with goodies filled with Radio Pulpit stuff, and I have Hendra biscuits as well as as part of the hampers and part of the gifts that we'll be giving tomorrow to our family members who went in and registered for the camp. Vusi, before I ask you my question, you wanted to ask Mama Dr. Eva Siyobi a question based on what she was talking about when she was talking about the individualism, gifts and passions. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think my question is probably slightly different. But my question is here, Genesis 18:18-19, the Bible says Abraham will surely become a great and a powerful nation.
You are disappearing, Vusi. I can't hear you. You said it's where? Which book?
Genesis. Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello, Mama?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, okay, let me go for it. Genesis 18:18-19. That scripture, we probably know it. Abraham will surely become a great nation and a powerful nation, and through him all the nations of the earth will be blessed. All right?
Yeah.
All the families of the earth. And then verse 19, here it is. For I have chosen him so that he will command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, in order that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he has promised. And my question is here, Mama, how do we make sure that we pass on the spiritual legacy? Because if you look at this scripture, it says something about Abraham now as the older one in this particular picture, whom God had confidence in, that he will be able to pass on what God has given him to his children and make sure that it continues from generation to generation.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's a beautiful question, because I actually heard it that to pass on this particular spiritual...
You are the one who's soft now, Mama.
Oh, I'm soft now.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, bo.
Okay. Yeah, to be able to pass on this spiritual legacy is going to take spiritual discipline. There should be a family spiritual culture, which every family has got to develop, for instance, your prayer life, when you read the word, and how you pray even as you drive as a family, a sharing of the word, how you do it, and yes, church attendance, serving a church, and also letting your children see how your faith operates. Let me make an example, taking even with Abraham. Abraham, we see in the family of Abraham two things. One is you see this family like Jacob is the one who says to God, if you are with me, I'll come back and tithe. So where does Jacob take this principle of tithing? He saw and heard what his grandfather did, who is Abraham, tithing to Melchizedek. Look at Isaac. Isaac saw how his father gave the very best to God when he was given as a sacrifice on that mountain. You know, I often think, given and together with Ruthie, I often think, have you thought on how Isaac felt at that moment when his father took him, placed him on the wood, tied his feet and legs, took a knife? And at that time, Isaac was not a 12-year boy. No, he was almost towards 20. So he was a man. He was strong, and he could have resisted. But instead, somehow or other, he became so submissive. And he sees his father taking a knife, literally about to kill him, slaughter him. How did he feel? What was transmitted to him at that point? How did he think about his father's faith in this living God? So you see, when we model our faith before our children, especially in our act of obedience to the Lord, that's when we are transferring this legacy of being a trustworthy man when it comes to God's righteousness and justice passed on in our families. And also, I would like to say, when our children falter, when they sin, so to say, they fall from grace, and we forgive them as parents. Wow! That says more than any other sermon you can ever preach to your child, who will say, you know, Mom, you know, Dad, I know your standards. I know how you taught me.
Okay.
And what I did literally failed you, but you picked me up by loving me unconditionally. That child will never forget, and they will forever live to glorify God with their own lives and the gifts which they have.
All right.
So thank you.
All righty then. Family, you can talk to us. The lines are open. We didn't just want to have the conversation among the four of us alone. We'd like to hear from you as well, my family. And as we learn, we grow together. You can talk to us on 012-334-1322. It's 012-334-1322. Alternatively, you can send us a WhatsApp, Telegram on 082-657-2729. 37871 is the SMS line, which, you know that you'll be charged just 150 for that. And you can also talk to us on Facebook. I'm streaming live. Now, the question that I have, let me go to Mama first before I can even go to a young minister of the word. Mama, we see in churches as well, because we're talking about passing on of the baton from parent to child, and we are looking at churches as well, with COVID-19 being there, and we're losing a lot of our elderly pastors who are senior pastors in churches, and they are passing on. And the question that we've had in the previous weeks and as well was, have they passed the baton to the right people, and all of that? But now I'm asking myself, because of the approach that Mama came with, and we were looking now in families, when we're going to the spiritual outside, when we're going to church, is there anything like passing on of the baton there? Or you know, when I'm looking in soccer, I was talking about it with my mom yesterday, and I was like, this is exactly what we were talking about, passing on of the baton, because Patrice Motsepe is passing on the baton to his son, who will will take precedence if he steps up, you know, steps out. We see it in Kaizer Chiefs, we see it in Orlando Pirates. The children are there, they are involved, it's their thing. But now when you come to the church, how does it work? Does it change now because we are in church and this one is not my mom, neither is he my dad? Can they still pass on the baton to me, who's an associate pastor or who's an upcoming pastor, a young pastor in the church?
Yes. It's the same principle. It's the same principle. Why? Because it's the same God who has given this gift. And now it is incumbent upon the pastor to be able to recognize the gifts which are within the church, those who are around him. Recognize the gifts, nurture those gifts, open, make room for people to be able to express their gifts, and without feeling intimidated, without being obstructive, but being so free-hearted that they are able to become and to be all what God has given to them. That's how we have got to pass the baton, even in our churches, as we see how Paul, once again, passed it on to Titus and to Timothy. Right? We see how Moses passed it on to Joshua. Right? Mm. Yeah. So those are just a few, but there are several. We know Elijah. We know Elisha. Mm. We know Naomi. Mm. How Naomi passed on the baton to Ruth. Mm. I mean, for Ruth to say, don't even say I should leave you because I've decided that your God will be my God. Mm. What you eat, I'm going to eat. When you die, I will die. Mm. When a person says that, it means that Ruth had received something which was of a huge magnitude in the spiritual from the lifestyle of Naomi. Hmm. She saw the God of Naomi. She saw that this God is so alive that I am willing to risk my life. Remember that no Moabite was supposed to be seen in the assembly of the Jews. But for her to be so courageous and brave to do it, it means she saw something in Naomi's God and saw something in Naomi which she can depend on, hook on, and follow. That's how a baton was passed. She, Naomi, did not pass it on by just words, but she lived it out. And it so transformed and imparted faith in Ruth to the God of Naomi. And so Ruth was able to walk away from her own hometown, walk away and go to Bethlehem. Okay. And become a new person. Yes, passing on of the baton is real and is very, very practical. You have said a mouthful when you said so many of our generals, elder people who are experienced are passing on. Mm. But have we passed the baton? That's what is important. Which now we have got to look at ourselves and introspect. As leaders, as servants of the Lord, fivefold ministry, are we doing it or are we being intimidated?
That's what I wanted to ask because we find our older generation being intimidated by the younger ones and not cultivating the ground, not even being able to pass on the baton. I was going to ask Vusi from where he's coming from and with other young ministers that he meets. I think Given also is involved a little bit there in ministry there and there. Oguti, is it easy for them? You know, do they make it easy? You find, I nearly said it in Sizulu. Ubabomdala. Very jealous of Uvusi that God is using. Instead of helping Vusi to cultivate the gift, he's crashing on Vusi and telling the church not to listen to him, not to go to him for prayers and every other thing as well. Not even wanting to give him the platform. You know, it was set for me, Given and Vusi and Mama, to hear a certain pastor in a gathering coming with pastors who are in his church. And he says, they don't preach unless I give them the pulpit. It's my pulpit. Wow. And they know it. You know? Yeah. And I was like, what did I just hear? You know? And he says, I'm not giving it to them. And when I go, I can decide whether my wife preaches or I give favor to. So what brings about that, Mom, and how do we change that?
Let's have the young ones.
Vusi, do you think you know Given?
What brings about the statement you just mentioned, the scenario you just mentioned that? I think, like I said earlier, I don't know, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, cool. I think the issue here is the absence of synergy between the old and the young. And there is also another issue that I have picked up. If you look at relay, we just saw the Olympics now, and there is something very interesting that I observed. The Holy Spirit made me to zoom into it. I don't know if you've observed that where the guys are going to meet to exchange the baton, there is something interesting that happens there. This guy is sprinting from the other side. He's going to meet the other one who is moving from the starting line, in inverted commas. But somewhere, these two have to be running at the same pace. Otherwise, they will not be able to hand over the baton to the next person safely. It's going to fall, or someone is going to drop it. So this is what I'm referring to say that the issue here is that the older and the younger generation, they have zeal and they have no knowledge.
Yeah.
It's Proverbs 9,
yes.
The older generation have got knowledge and all these things, but now there is an issue here of how do we begin to come and have synergy, that the older guys do not feel intimidated by the younger ones who have speed, and they just want to run. They've got the word, We need to now say, how does the young guys, we need to slow down and go come to the level of the older generation who do not have the speed anymore, but they've got the knowledge, they've got discernment. Let me give you an example of Eli and Samuel. I know this is not a family thing, but isn't it interesting that God used Eli? I'm not saying any other things, please. Eli had his own personal sons, ne? But he couldn't raise them to be the next prophet or whatever.
But he mentored Samuel.
Yeah. But the same Eli who raised the bed, Hophni, whoever that guy.
My son.
Same guy who raised a Samuel, who became the next prophet into Israel and became a powerful guy. Because there was synergy. The Bible says, it definitely says that Samuel, oh my goodness, you must check it out in the book of Samuel chapter 2 there. Samuel was serving Eli. It says he was serving Eli, serving the Lord, yes, but there's a line that says he was serving the Eli, meaning he had a certain post which Mama spoke about Isaac.
Okay.
There's no way that Isaac Bamba would have... Okay.
Hello, how are you, family?
Fine, how are you, my sister?
Sikhona babu vilakazi, welcome.
It's lalele, ngiyasipheka lapho, man. Ngibulise ku-Dr. Siyobi, ngibuye ngibuyise kumadodana afana no-Timotheo.
No.
Sikhona babu.
Yebo.
Sikhanibonani. Umbuzo, kwasi ngalisa kumoya ongcwele. Sekuthatha into kaNkulunkulu yenziwe ifamily, iFamily ukuthi nangifa la ngifuna ukuthi ubiven indodana yami ithathe over kube ibrand yami. Yiyo ezoba umphathi waleli bandla. Lo muntu akanasipho sikaNkulunkulu ungena lapha ezozifunela imali. Nina kanalo gift, ngicela ningiphendule lapho.
Okay, all right.
Uzalalela
on the radio, Baba. So Babu Vilakazi is asking about one who doesn't even have the gift in the house. Maybe the gifting is there, like we said earlier on, but it's not seen, it's not recognized, it's not visible. And the father says, no, he's going to take over. Maybe God wants him to use it elsewhere, like in a case of teaching, but somewhere else in engineering, as Vusi said earlier on, and given, not in church, not leading the church. Mama?
Let me say something on that.
Yeah.
There's a difference. When we started yesterday, and as I summarized this morning, I said these three persons, the Father, the Son, and
the Holy Spirit,
give us gifts, right? Then the Father gives us the
redemptive gifts, yes.
Which are redemptive, right? One in the family, the genetic. Good. And then I said the Holy Spirit gives according to his desire.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and I made an example that the Holy Spirit can give me to evangelize, to be an evangelist, but it does not necessarily mean that my daughter is going
will
to be evangelist. It doesn't. No. That's what we should understand as a church. That gifts run according to the gift of the Holy, the giving of the Holy
of the Holy
Spirit.
Lord Holy Spirit. Yeah. Yeah.
And it is not according to somebody's pattern.
Mm.
Now, we've got to understand that those gifts run in the family. Like, let's take teaching. Teaching is different, right?
Mm.
There is the gene for teaching. I can teach at school. I can teach wherever. But there is also the gift of teaching, which is from Christ himself, fivefold ministry.
Mm.
Yeah.
That teaching, that gift of teaching is different from my being a teacher at school.
Mm.
Because now here, I am going to teach to equip the saints, to teach them to know Christ even better, to grow in their own understanding and revelation of who Jesus is. Right? It has nothing to do with biology. It has everything to do with Christ, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God. So those are different.
Okay.
So I can't say, because I'm a teacher,
I have biology. My child will be. I won't mention. I won't mention nationalities,
no.
Mama. Ne? I won't mention nationalities. But there was this other nationality.
Mm-hmm.
They would all be Dr. Abrams. not according to how you are saying it. They wouldn't even have papers. Marabon, River Dr. Abrams. So my son comes, he takes on.
And that is how we want to operate in the church.
It can't be like that.
You know? Yeah, because my daughter might be given by the Holy Spirit to be a giver. All what she has to do is to go and work hard and bring money to the church. But she has nothing to do with preaching the way. Nothing.
All right.
Okay, so it's all for us to ask you that when I'm a pastor, then my child is also a pastor. It's not true.
Sure.
You know, my child can be, I can be a pastor, but you find that
your child is an engineer.
Miracle.
Yeah.
Or miracle.
Yeah.
Just miracle.
Yeah.
Does not need to preach. Stand there, that miracle doesn't mean that they are going to be pastors. No, no, no.
Okay.
That you should put it clean.
I think time is not doing us justice. I'm looking at time. I wish, but I'll check with the powers that be if we can't do something a little bit tomorrow.
Mm.
You know, just to wrap it up nicely, just to clean up what we have started today. Vusi was talking about synergy just now. I'm going to give him a moment to just wrap up. And as you were talking about synergy and the passing on of Baton, I was listening also to one of the runners who was saying, I haven't trained with so-and-so. So I don't know his running. I don't know his exchange. And that's why we dropped the Baton. He's South African.
See?
Yeah, he says, I didn't know his exchange. That's why we dropped the Baton. But with practice, we will get it right. So I need Vusi to just sum up what he was
talking about. In just 1 minute or 30 seconds, that what you just summed it up so nicely that with practice, these people were able to then, with practice, you are able to do a proper exchange. Where does practice happen? We need to be in the same field, in the same terms of track.
Okay.
We need to be in the same place. So it's important. It goes back to what I'm saying. At some point, older generation and younger generation, younger generation, reduce your speed. Older generation, with your wisdom and whatever, we need to sit down together and begin to pass on the baton safely. And during those times where you're given the platform, where you are teaching, where you are empowering the younger ones, there is that impartation that is happening. And so that when the time comes for the baton to move, there has been training of how to do this exchange.
Okay.
as it were. I think I'll leave it there because I know we have to go now.
Yeah.
But I think my words is just that this word of synergy and the two parties, we need to both humble ourselves and come to a place of same rhythm.
Okay. Given?
You know, I wanted to point out something which I feel is very important, especially considering that we are on the African continent, we are so cultured.
Yeah.
Some of us, the reasons that we, and I hope this makes sense, you know, I know a friend who has a father who is, his culture has taught him that a father does not ask for help from his children.
Yeah.
It's the other way around. So as a result, this is legit true story. He called his daughter and then he wanted to ask her to help him on how to use Zoom.
Mm.
So what he did was, he said, these were his words, instead of asking for help, he was like, I have to get into a meeting and they need me to join via Zoom. I don't have Zoom. So the child was supposed to interpret that what he's actually asking me to do is that I need help. So the point I'm trying to make in that is that some of us are influenced by the cultural context that we come from.
Mm-hmm.
And when we build our churches, we bring those influences in.
Oh,
because the one thing you cannot get rid of overnight with a snap of a finger is the influence that comes from your cultural context.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how learned you are. It follows you. And some of our cultural contexts teach us that women and men interact in certain ways, especially parents and children and parents.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
They teach that there always needs to be a distance.
Hey.
It's to a point that when you do lobola in their culture, you do not approach the father directly.
Yeah.
You need to speak to the aunts.
Yeah.
You need to take it from there and then come back this way. Now imagine a person like that now having to give the
pass
the baton to a given.
Okay.
A person he sees as a son.
Lord help us. Ngani Matsimela, right, afternoon saints, there's a bishop who also said, I do have pastors in my church, but there's no senior pastor. My word is final. No one can come in my church with ideas he got from outside into my church. All right. Hey, Asima Benlap. Mama, let's just sum up today. I think I need these two young men to come back, really, but I will ask. Thank you so much, Vusi. Thank you so much, Given. You've been like really awesome. It's awesome doing the show together with you. Mama, as we sum up, do we have to cling to the ones that have walked the journey before us and they do not want us near, like Given has just given an example? And Vusi says the two have to work together. So should we be Ruths and try to cling to this Naomi, even if Naomi doesn't want us? As we sum up quickly.
I think we resolve to what we always do, to pray.
Okay.
You pray that may the Lord break this ice. May the Lord be the one who's going to bulldoze and crush the culture.
Yeah.
All barriers which are there, which are preventing us from moving in synergy, as Vusi has said.
Yeah.
Because that is very fundamental.
Wow.
We need to have room of giving our young people the decision making process space. They must come into space. We should say, as a church, we are not going to have a board which is made of old people. But rather, let our board be cross-generational.
Wow.
And let them all come forward so that they are able to hear how decisions are made, what the church is taking, who is doing what, why are we doing what we are doing, and be able to contribute into that as well.
Wow.
So that when time for change comes, they are able to influence us to say, no, we are no longer moving towards a telescope. We are going Zoom now.
All right. Telescope.
We need these young people now.
Okay, mom.
Yeah, we can't
okay.
do this on our own.
Thank
okay.
you.
And I was going to end up with a story of Samson and the young man. That Samson had the strength, the young man had the eyes.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome. Mama, thank you. Zandile is passing a great thanks to you, Vusi, to you, Given, to you, Mama Dr. Eva Siobi, for an awesome time that we have had on air today, learning at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pietra Small says, blessings. She's so excited there. I see Vusmuzi. Saying, family, the conversation has been empowering and informative, thanks to the doctor and two guests, including Usisibongile. One is learning through not listening continuously due to work at the same time. But do know that there will be a podcast, and you can listen to the podcast at your time. And, you know, when you're relaxed, you can even watch this stream on Facebook. Thank you, Vusi. Thank you, Mama. Thank you, Given. May the Lord bless you, keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you, and give you his peace. I'm hoping that tomorrow I can have you all back. Have a blessed one. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Love you.
Thank you so much, Mama.
Awesome.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Amen.
Bye, Ma. Bye.
Bye.
Vusi, bye-bye. Given, thank you so much. Bye-bye. Family, it's time for our lesson. Let's connect to Teacher Chikura for Physical Sciences.